what you hear, and it's two of the reignited people, because just like the sign says up there, Corbett does indeed live. And I want to tell you what's going on right now here, and I'm going to let all of you know that we've been kind of working with this experimental gas and some experimental stuff here. That Paul back there at the soundboard on his free time, you know, he's an intuitive and quirky little guy, and so he's been working on this gas, and I don't know if you've noticed, but there's little holes along the side there, and then these little jugs over here, and I might as well explain that the gas that's been coming out here is probably taken, we've done about 3 or 4 songs, so it's probably starting to take effect right now in your brain, so let's say, what this gas is going to do is that right about now, we've kind of planned it out, so just as the gas is starting to take effect, there's one more little thing here we'll do to click it in, but I'll explain to you what's going to happen is you're going to kind of go into this little space for a while where we're going to be able to control things with you, but when you leave the concert tonight, you're not going to remember any of it, or you'll kind of vaguely remember it, but you won't remember if it really happened or not. It's kind of crazy to put in a trance. It's really a subtle thing, the way this stuff works, but when Mike and I do the vibration of life right now, here we're going to do a quick vibration of life, at which point you're going to start to feel the death start to take effect in your head. So Fish, you can just bring it down around the drums there. Let me see if I can do that. Just let me explain to you, really, that the way that the people philosophize about the vibration of life is that there's basically a universal wavelength. Everything is moving, particles, and everything is moving, and there's a wavelength that's supposed to be somewhere around 7 beats per second, which is basically supposed to be the wavelength that holds the universe together. There's lots of different sciences, and there are people think about this. So what we're going to try to do is get the vibration of life happening here, and this is going to vibrate through your body while we're coming from this, and this is going to start the effect of the gas working in your head. So let's see if it. So everything that's happening from this moment on for the next 10, 15 minutes, you're not going to remember anything. And actually what's going to happen is we're going into sort of a time continuum now. This is going to last for hours and hours. But when you go home tonight, it's going to feel like it only lasted for about 10 seconds. And Paul, you ready? Okay, click it in, Paul. He's pushing in this thing here right now. And what we're going to do is we need actually to get some sound effects here. So we're taking the building, and Paul's put a big rig, the building on a huge pole on the outside. So what's happening right now is you're feeling your feet, and your feet are basically pressed against the floor. If you can just feel your feet pressed against the floor, your feet are now pressed. If you can just hold on with the weight of your feet, just feel your weight going through your feet into the floor, and your hands are hanging. All your weight is going down, because right now Paul is starting to, I can feel it, he's tilting the building upside down. Just make sure you're feeling that the weight of your body going through your feet into the floor, because this is tilting it right now, and we're almost upside down. Okay, now we're there. We're hanging upside down. We're hanging by our feet, so make sure that you keep your feet, because we wouldn't want anybody falling down to the what used to be the ceiling, what's now the floor. Now that we're hanging by our feet, Paul's going to start the wobbling back and forth part. Shaking, maybe building back and forth, and it's just kind of letting everything fall out of your head and hang by your feet. We're all just jiggling from the bottom here, jiggling from our feet. As we're standing here, there's sort of some force outside the building now. You're hanging by your feet from the top of the thing. we're wiggling, we're hanging by our feet, we're wiggling. And the bottom of your feet now, where the floor is starting to sort of become transparent. And all around you, you can see New Brunswick, and you can see up in the sky there, New York over here, Philadelphia, Trenton. And what's happening is your body's just starting to stretch out through your feet. So your feet are pulling and stretching out. Paul is jiggling the building for us to help us stretch out. We're stretching out more and more and more. Slowly our heads start to lean and we're kind of going up in the space, hanging by our feet. And as we hang, we're getting long and thin, stretching more and more. And you can look down. If you look down, you see New York kind of spreading out over there in that direction. Philadelphia and Trenton and the whole thing. And getting a little higher, you see the ocean now. Paul's taking us out over the ocean. We're hanging upside down by this thing over the ocean, jiggling around. Starts to swoop down by the ocean and swoop a little lower. Then he starts pulling up even higher now. We're lifting up higher and lifting up higher from our feet. As we lift up higher, he starts to tilt it back over again. So you guys can relax your feet now because we're going to be standing up on the thing again. And now we're basically on this sheet of glass. And we're going out over the ocean. And we're lifting up so that the whole earth starts to get smaller and smaller as we go away. We're basically kind of surfing through space on this sheet of glass, and you can see that we're going higher and higher, and slowly the earth kind of starts to disappear in the moon, and you can see the whole solar system getting farther away in the galaxy, and we start going so deep into space that there's no planets, there's no more stars, we're drifting off until it's just sheer blackness, and we're just floating in blackness now on this sheet of metal. And since we're floating in space, we can now disconnect our feet from the thing, and the sheet of glass just starts to just drift away. Just sets us free from floating in space. We're floating in space free, and we're kind of any gravitational pull from our bodies is holding us together. The storm slowly starts to drift, and we're drifting, and drifting through space. And off in the distance, we see the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest little speck. And this is kind of, if you think about Horton Hears a Who, you know, the Dr. Seuss thing, it's just a little speck, it's insignificant, right? But when we start to get closer to it, we're drifting towards it, it starts to look like a little ball. And then as we get closer, it looks like sort of an amorphous blob of something going out. It's kind of greenish haze around it. We keep getting closer and closer, and as we get closer, we see that it's huge. It's a huge, massive, massive, thick floating space. And closer, it's filling up our whole field of vision now, but we still aren't up to it. We're getting closer and closer, and now it just becomes green, and like an atmosphere. We're going into this green atmosphere. And we look down, and we're floating in, and we're coming down closer. We start to see some sort of land down underneath us, and we look down at it, and we see the green field drifting off into the distance as far as we can see on the outside. We see a huge forest going off the other edge, as far as we can see, a jagged, enormous jagged mountain coming up out of the thing, a mountain with clouds all over the top of it. It's so high, it's up in the clouds, and we're floating down, and we realize that we've come to
Game
people. They were taken over by the evil King Wilson, and Colonel Forman is climbing up the mountain right now to try to find the great knowledge of Lycidas, the god who lives on top of the mountain, and he's going to get the Helping Friendly Book, and the Helping Friendly Book is in the castle. So in order to get the Helping Friendly Book right now, he needs to call on the famous mockingbird. So we start to see the famous mockingbird flying out of the sky, and it's coming down, flying down, and you hear, as lands on Nicholas's shoulder, Nicholas sends him off to get the Helping Friendly Book, bring it back to the visual image. So, thank you for coming with us. You're still in the image now, and when you go home, you're going to think this was all just some story I told you because of what the gas station would happen. Really, it actually happened. Here comes the famous mockingbird. We'll be right back.
Thank you.